Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings and welcome to a new year. Another year has gone by. Another year has passed us by. And here we go into 2023, facing all the extreme problems created in 2021 and 2022 by the germophobic monks of the world. Yes, folks, the ripple has still not stopped. It is circling the world. I saw a commercial talking about the record rate of deaths by famine, and they blamed it, of course, on global warming and not the fact that a bunch of idiots shut down the supply chain and production, and they destroyed everything that was built. So here we are. Here we are, a new year. I feel much better than last week. I'm sorry I cross-country drove and then fought power outages and frozen water, and then the very next 2 days later, I'm in T-shirts with the doors open because that's weather in Virginia. That's weather. I love that when I come into any town, they're like, the weather changes instantly. It does it everywhere, kids. I've been around. I've been in 0 1 day and 30 the next day in Idaho. I've been in 0 1 day and 40 the next day in Virginia Beach. I've been in Washington. It's called the weather. Everybody likes to think their weather's unique. No, nobody's weather's unique. Things just happen. Some places have better weather. Some places have worse weather. These are all facts. This has nothing to do with your car or your exhaust or cow farts or any of that. This is just the weather. It's like there was a Facebook post where they put a picture of the blizzard of Buffalo where the snow was piled up to the street light, traffic light. And they also posted a picture from 45 years earlier of basically the same thing. You know, like the weather runs in cycles. See, that's the whole thing. All these people who are screaming global warming ignore totally the fact that weather runs in cycles. It ran in cycles before man. It will run in cycles after man because it is too large for us to control it. Now, are there people trying to engineer it and do things with it? Absolutely there is. You bet your sweet bippy there is. Can they change it locally? Yeah, they can. They can. But can they change it permanently? That's the question. But this growing cacophony of people talking about, oh, the weather's getting worse, the weather's getting... No, it's not. It goes in cycles, kids. What? See, this is where I go back to... I worked for the power company, and I would regularly receive building plans. And one of the things noted on the building plan was based on a 100-year flood. You've heard that. Once in a decade, a lifetime, 100-year flood. So if we recognize it to build buildings, then we also recognize that there is a cycle in the weather and that there are 50-year storms and 100-year storms because of cycles in the weather, not because anything man has done. See, the reason they got to get you to believe that you're doing this and you're changing it and you're the reason it's happening is so that they can dictate to you how to live your life. They can tell you what car to drive. They can tell you you've got to drive a battery-operated car because it is so much better than the gas hogs. Even though you've got to mine tons and tons of ore to get one battery. Even though you have to use chemicals to melt the rock to extract the materials to make the battery. Even though when the batteries fail, which they will, you cannot put them in a landfill because they will leach and destroy the water. You can't talk about any of that because you are against the science. See, to shut up debate instantly tells me that you have not a leg to stand on. Because people who have a strong foundation do not fear debate. They welcome it so that they can crush your ideas. The Democrats want to shut down debate, and they will use the FBI to do it. That's the other thing. These Twitter files that have come out, the FBI, a branch of a government, was actively interfering in a U.S. election, and nothing is being done about it. Screw this. Oh, it's the Russians. They have proof. They have emails. They have contacts. The FBI actively interfered with an election, actively surveilled a presidential candidate, and nobody gives a shit. How does this happen? Election integrity is out the window. If you watch 2,000 Mules and think that Joe Boo Biden, the presidential candidate who never got more than 1% of the presidential vote, can suddenly, overnight, without campaigning, without being seen, without doing anything, suddenly, in the middle of the night, overtake Trump, who had an insurmountable lead, and become president with more votes than any presidential candidate in the history of presidential candidates. To believe that farce? In a country where 80% of the people say they are upset and then suddenly reelect a bunch of Democrats? Folks, it is obvious as the nose on your face what has happened. And it goes back to, I wish I could remember I'm terrible with names, you all know that. My high school social studies teacher. He was also the gym teacher, but he was a very smart man. And we used to sit around and talk politics in class before the teachers sat there and go, this is what it is. No, we had actual good discussions. And one of the things he said that he believed is that America would never be destroyed from the outside. America would be destroyed by the freedoms from the inside. And that agent provocateur type people would be elected and then destroy the country from within. You know, like sending billions of dollars to other countries while we wallow in $1 trillion of debt. By sending our reserves to Chinese companies that his son has holdings in. By bashing everyday Americans who had the audacity to stand up to their kids being taught shit in schools that children should not be taught. Folks, I'm going to tell you what. I don't care if you're, say, you're a lesbian or whatever the hell, or you identify as a tree. I don't care about any of that. That's your life. But there's no reason for drag queens to be talking to kids who are in kindergarten, first grade to sixth grade at all. And no more reason than having a stripper come in there and talk to them. But they must destroy all morality in the country. They must destroy all boundaries. Because then, when all boundaries and rules and all rule of law has been destroyed and the people are living in fear of their lives, they'll cry out, save me, government. And then the government will save you. Oh, yes, they will. They will roll in with their armored MRAPs that every police force in the United States has because they need it, air quotes. They will come in fully armored, battle rattle, like they're ready to go into Fallujah, like they do regularly now. They went from Reed and Malloy wearing suit and ties to Rambo, dressed up in bulletproof vests, bulletproof helmets, with full automatic weapons to be used upon the American citizenry. And then you wonder why we have the Second Amendment. Our founding fathers saw all of this. They saw it all in the future, and they did everything they could to prevent it. And we've done everything we could to enable it because we're scared. And then I saw this big article on Drudge at the New Year's, the year of the narcissistic male. We're just tired of you jumping our shit. We've been told all along we're deadbeat dads and how terrible we are, and we're horrific, and we got toxic masculinity. That same toxic masculinity that when a disaster happens, there's a row of men saving women. But we're not allowed to talk about that, because I know a lesbian that can kick your ass. I'll make this challenge to anybody. You pick them all. You pick them all. You pick them all. I'll go in, I'll take the first 100 men of any age that walks through the front door. You select 100 women. You can select them, and we will still kick your ass. Because men are physically stronger. Men are physically bigger. Men have bigger muscle mass. Men have bigger lungs. So you may know a lesbian who can kick my ass, but if I trained identical to her, I would be stronger than her, because that, my folks, is true science. Not this made-up lib garbage. Men and women are exactly equal. No, we are not. There, it's been said. The men have just finally got tired of being told we're responsible for all the bad shit, when nobody gives us credit for all the good shit. Go out, look at these construction crews. Go to any job site you want. Find the women. Find them. Oh, they want the men's jobs, just the good ones, not the ones that most people work and die for. What's deadliest catch? How many women are on the deck of that boat working? And the one woman they put on couldn't make it for a full cruise without the other men helping her, because she's weaker, because that's science. But you can't speak the real truth. You must speak the liberal truth or be censored. It is amazing that everything that was said about Twitter is being proven true. And you can tell how much Elon Musk is getting closer to the truth, because he is being rabidly attacked. Like that other guy said, all you guys that you live are loving it. Oh, he got busted on sex trafficking charges. How do you know that's true? Because they will silence you. You cannot speak the truth. The FBI monitors you. That's proven. The FBI controlled speech. That's proven. The FBI interfered with an election. That's proven. Folks, we're at a turning point. This year's a turning point. I'm done with your stupid games. I was done with them a long time ago. I didn't wear a mask during your bullshit. First of all, I can't. I have a condition where I balance by my eyes. When you put shit on my face, it screws up my balance. That's number one. Number two, it didn't work. There is not a single citable study that proves masks do anything. They even admitted that when they came out to tell you that we just said shit so that you would go along with it. That was your Health and Human Services, or whatever the hell her name is. Folks, you had better wake up, you better start paying attention, and you better start standing up for your rights, because they are taking them in the name of safety, and they will never, ever, ever return them. You will live the rest of your life in servitude and be happy about it. Because you can walk into communism, but you've got to fight your way out. And that's the truth. And that's why the Second Amendment exists, is so that we can fight our way out. It's just, freedom is scary, folks. Because freedom means you're going to be responsible for your actions. And you can't just point your finger and go, it's his problem. It's that evil white male over there. It's his cause. Privilege. I'm sick of all of it. I'm done playing games. I'm done hiding it. Cancel me. Don't give a shit. More people need to get this attitude. More people need to say, enough of enough of enough. I don't want a drag queen performing for kindergartners, no more than I'd want the kindergartners to go to a strip club. I'm not going to call you by your pronouns. I'm not going to put up with your bullshit. You can live your life. You can do that, but I don't have to accept it. I'm not going to interfere with it. I'm not going to stop you from having it. But I damn sure going to stop you from going to kids. There's no reason for that. Kids shouldn't be thinking about sex. And you're all upset. They're calling us groomers because that's what you are. You are grooming the children. This strikes home to me in a way that none of you will ever know because I'll never say. But I'll put it to you this way. When I was younger, I never had a woman approach me to try to bed me, but gay guys all the time when I was younger. And that's the exact reason I didn't want gay guys to be scoutmasters. You're just saying that all gay men are... No, I'm just saying it'd be no different than putting a boy in charge of girls because he's sexually attracted to them. Don't create the situation. Don't allow something to go wrong. A society without any rules. Have you ever seen that commercial where they got all the tennis players on the tennis court and everybody just hitting balls everywhere, and they go, without rules, things are not. You need a certain amount of rules. Do we need safety belt laws? No. Do we need helmet laws? No. Do we need murder laws? Yes. There needs to be a certain amount of laws, but what we have now is absurdity. 4,000-page documents produced in the middle of the night, rammed through with nobody knowing what's on them. That was our latest budget, air quotes. With trillions and billions and billions of spending to other countries. Who gives a shit about other countries? We have veterans in the street here. We have kids in the street here. We have water systems that are collapsing. Why are we sending a penny elsewhere? Yes, I believe where I live should come first with my money. You're a jingoist. You're damn right I am. I'm proud to be an American. I was born an American, and America is the best place on the planet Earth. I don't give a shit what you think. If you think someplace is better, carry your ass there. Get on a plane. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. And get out. Go live in them places. If they're so great, what's stopping you? Ain't nothing stopping you. Go. I will stick with America. America, a place that they won't teach you. Well, they want to teach you every bad thing. Well, you're going to know everything bad about your government. You're going to know everything. But they won't tell you all the good things, you know, like the fact that there really wasn't world wealth until we came along. And all of a sudden, people's individual wealth grew because we gave you an example. Our founding fathers created a thing that grows very swiftly. Money that can be created by the commoners. And it ain't just the rich families that have it. They have been trying to destroy us since our inception because we represent a threat to the ruling class. And we have been co-opted by the same ruling class who wants to destroy us, make sure everybody's dependent on the government. And that they can track your every expenditure down to $600 while they lose trillions of dollars. Trillions of dollars lost. But they want to know your $600 transactions because you're being watched. And you're allowing it. Wow, 20 minutes ripped by, didn't it? So what we're going to do is we're going to get over here and we're going to... sorry, I didn't mean to cough on you like that. I got a little bit of sinuses because my ding-a-ling forgets to take his sinus medicine at night. But anyhow, I'm going to get in here. We're going to do a couple commercials, and then after we do commercials, we're going to come right back, and we're going to get into the news. So here we go. First commercial. Be right back.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
You want an abortion? Get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com. M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff, that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
And we're back. I want to get into some things here. There's some more news, of course. Rap star Gangsta Boo dead at 43. 43. That's quite young. Let's see what it says. Let's see here. Without revealing the cause of death, she shared an image of Gangsta and placed a halo emoji above her and added image crying a thing, a tribute. Look at this. No cause of death listed. Well, it just seems like people are starting to just die. Because I just went up, Gangsta Boo, and then a former VCU player, Willie Taylor, dies at 42. 42, 43. Seriously, folks, how many is it going to take? Aussie fashion icon Daniel Lightfoot dies suddenly. How many? Seriously, how many is it going to take? How many is it going to take before you start going realizing, look, they tested that not one time to see if it stopped it. Tested, air quotes. You get it yet? There needs to be hearings. There have been hearings, and the hearings have been censored from YouTube and Facebook. Because there is one narrative, that is the narrative of the regime. The regime is in control of all the social media platforms. The only reason we know about Twitter is because somebody who they're now trying to cancel and destroy had the money to buy it and uncover it before it was wiped clean. The truth is right there. It's just like WikiLeaks. Nobody wants to talk about WikiLeaks because they can't prove a thing he said is wrong. They can't prove a thing he said was a lie because they want to prosecute him for stealing the information he's releasing. All the shit deals they do in the back rooms and how they seal the records for years, like the JFK records were sealed. Why were they sealed? Because people in power were part of it and they didn't want you to know. And now we have real-time information that people in power were involved in the gerrymandering an election and that nobody's going to fall, nobody's going to be charged, nothing's going to happen, and everybody loses all faith that they did have. How many people dying is it going to take? You can't hide it. Look, remember this. For every dead celebrity, because celebrities are a very small percentage of the population, very small, yet they are also the part of the population that is most vaccinated. That's a fact, because they had to be vaccinated if they wanted to go on a set. They had to be vaccinated if they wanted to keep their livelihood. They had to be vaccinated if they were accepted by all their lived friends. And now they are dying one by one by one. I'll tell you one thing. I don't regret for one damn second not taking Uncle Sam's little prick. I don't regret it, not even in the slightest way. And if COVID had killed me, I still wouldn't have regretted it because that was my day to go. I went through COVID like it was nothing because it was nothing. If you looked at the original statistics, everybody goes, oh, we didn't know. We didn't know. From day one, the statistics were 80% of the people spontaneously recover. That was statistic number one, folks. Go way back and look it up. Also, statistic number one, out of Italy, average age of death was 82 with two or more comorbidities. They knew out the jump that this was not deadly. They knew out the jump that this was not horrific for young people. They also knew it wasn't horrific for anybody who was healthy. Now, if you were 80% of the people in the hospital were obese. Oh, obesity, that just you go, girl, that positive body image as you trundle down the street with your unhealthy ass. The truth must be spoken. They knew all of this from the beginning. This wasn't about a pandemic. It was about seeing how many of you would just obey. Because we have come that far. We've come from land of the free, home of the brave, to the land of anybody just scare me and I'll do whatever it is for my safety, even if you tell me stupid shit like hanging plastic from ceilings. They actually believe, people actually believe that hanging plastic from fishing line from the ceiling interrupted 1 ounce of airflow in a room. Are you really that stupid? Yeah, y'all are. Because y'all went along with the shit. You even went along with standing on little feet prints that were 6 foot apart, walking down the aisles with arrows going one way so you wouldn't pass somebody and whiff their essence. This is the stupidity we were forced to. And the people like me who were critical thinkers and stood up against it, oh, we were castigated by everybody. We were shunned. So how many deaths is it going to take? How many? Because it's happening. It's happening. A lot. It's happening. Let's see, and the whole thing is just the news. They're not saying anything. They're too busy trying to. Oh, here, wait a minute. Let's see what that is real quick, just out of curiosity. Wow. Also, have you noticed how many people are dying from cancer lately? Anybody? Anybody noticed that? Anybody noticed how many cancers are just suddenly killing people? Well, look at that. I just pulled up the next story. After Modest Mouse died of cancer, Martina Navratilova hit with double whammy diagnosis of two forms of cancer. That's the other thing they don't want to talk about. All these doctors have noticed that since the immune system is being destroyed by Uncle Sam's little prick, cancers are running rampant. See, they even quit reporting. The evidence was becoming so overwhelming in the military that they just quit reporting it. The evidence of an explosion in myocarditis, the evidence of an explosion in Bell's palsy and Guillain-Barré syndrome and miscarriages and cancers and blood clots. Where did this shit just all of a sudden pop up? Doesn't it even make you wonder? Oh, correlation does not equal causation. Shut up. There's only one major change in 2021. That was the introduction of an experimental DNA-altering shot. The change. And from there, myocarditis exploded, Bell's palsy exploded. Look at all these celebrities, which we all know took Uncle Sam's little prick. Bruce Willis, Justin Bieber. All these stars, Celine Dion, all of them getting these weird neurological diseases. But that's just coincidence. It has nothing to do with the fact that we have ruined over half of America. If they told you the truth, you would call for their neck. There needs to be a Nuremberg-style trial. All of these people who got endemic, protection from lawsuits should all be stripped away, and they should take every damn penny they have, along with all the money that was given to congressmen and senators to buy their votes. You notice that they have left themselves out of every dictate that they have forced on you. And it is a dictate because nobody voted for this. It was an emergency, and we ruled like dictators. And then you find out exactly why being ruled by dictators is bad, as they have ruined the entire economy of this country. They have destroyed family wealth. They have bankrupted people. They have increased 60-some percent of America lives paycheck to paycheck. That's a great economy, isn't it? Yet they hire thousands and thousands and thousands of more IRS agents. But we're only going after the rich people. Oh, tell us about your $600 transactions, because all rich people do $600 transactions. The noose is closing. Your freedom is disappearing. And when they introduce the digital currency and lock up your money in the account and tell you the only way you're going to get it is this way, what are you going to do? Tell them no, keep your money? No, you're going to take it. And then you're going to be part of the system, and then they can monitor every damn penny you spend. Every person you give a dollar, they'll know. Every person you take a dollar from, they'll know. Every place you spend money, they'll know. Because you cannot be trusted by your wonderful, trustworthy government that has lied from the very beginning about the COVID. How much more? How much more? And then most of the news is NFL, and oh, this person. $2,000. Oh. This is disgusting, what is considered news. Oh, what happened to Jeremy Renner? Who gives a shit? Equal star taken to the hospital. Well, let's see what this is. The third and final currency earthquake. Of course, my slow, free internet is not loading quickly. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Oh, this one in freaking ads. I am so sick of these ads that purport to be stories so you can sit there and read it. Oh, let's go to Drudge, see what garbage is on Drudge. Holarts, thwart McCarthy's fate decided in 24 hours. Ukrainian-Russian strike, rocket strike kills 63 Russian troops. This is unreal. Oh, and here's the other thing. The Southwest Airlines debacle. They're talking about it melted down and all this other stuff. Yeah, I understand that. I understand all of that. But you know what's really funny? Is in all of this, there has never been a mention of all the things the government has done to create this problem. Do you realize that they went from requiring, I think it was 250 hours of flight time to 1,500 hours of flight time to be a pilot? Well, that certainly would affect the number of pilots available. Did they mention the fact that they told the pilots to take the Uncle Sam's little prickle, hit the door? And many critical thinkers, pilots which used to be smart people, looked at what was going on and said, nah, I don't want none of that, and they left. How many thousands walked out the door? That will not contribute to the shortage. How many people have to be felt up at airline checkpoints while nothing is ever stopped? No one is ever caught. And all they do is get to molest you. To remind you, the government can fill you up at any time they want, and there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. To create gigantic delays in the name of safety. But they have no part in it. It's just private industry because the government runs so perfectly. Right? So you pass all these laws and regulations and BS things, enforce it on people, and then go, look at how inefficient they are. So we must step in to save the day, to solve the problem we, in fact, created. And then you'll go, thank you, government. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me for waiting for an airline that people in the past never used to be able to afford to fly on. See, this is one thing. The deregulation of the phone industry is what created the ability. When I was young in my comedy career, when Ma Bell was the only monopoly choice, I paid $400 and $500 long distance phone bills because back in the day it was $2 and $3 a minute to talk long distance to somebody. Then they were deregulated, and then competition was introduced, and now you get long distance free. Calling somebody in another state is like calling somebody next door because the government was taken out of the way. Competition was introduced. Competition produces a best product at a best price. Government gerrymandering and lining people's pockets. Somebody goes, so you believe subsidies in oil should be stopped? I think all subsidies should be stopped. The government should never take money from one set of working people and give it to another set. I don't give a shit the reason. They will make it or they will fail. Period. And take away the regulations that's making them do this dumb shit to get the money. Let them get back to farming. And Bill Gates, all the farmland he's buying should scare the hell out of you. Because that man's evil. My opinion. My opinion. And the first great crash, the Great Depression, we busted up monopolies because we understood monopolies have too much influence, yet now we have monopolies in oil. We have monopolies in communication. And we're allowing it. Why? Because those monopolies, again, the whole reason to get rid of monopolies, have enough money to buy our representatives, air quotes. Oh, well, of course, you know this heavy sigh means it's commercial time. So let's get the commercials out of the way. Be right back.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded, where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom, and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBarefaceIsLegal.org.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers, and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about, and you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad, okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
You hurt my feelings, dum-dum.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon, but when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
And we are back. I was over here at Facebook looking through that. Just unreal, man. They're just people dropping dead. Just people just dropping dead. And then they got... It's just news about football. Who cares? I understand football. You're supposed to be doing news. And news is sports. And if you want to do that, that's fine. Oh, here we go. I forgot about this. I don't know. See, they're not making a gigantic thing about this because, first of all, it doesn't fit their narrative. Suspect in New Year's Eve machete attack on police near New York Times Square expects desire and diary to join Taliban and die a martyr. But according to Joe, you parents who talk out against the school's indoctrination of your children are the ones to fear. The domestic terrorist, the evil white male, is the biggest problem in America. And note also, there was no automatic weapons. There was no pistols. There was a machete that you can buy at any Walmart. Go to any Walmart. Go in a hunting goods section. There's a machete back there. You can buy them anywhere. There's no waiting periods. There's no background check. There's none of that. But nobody died. You're lucky. You're lucky. We have the FBI interfering in an election and not going out and stopping this shit, which is what their whole purpose is. Yet they are too busy trying to rig an election. They had something like 80-some agents working with Twitter. Is that what you paid for? Is that what you paid for? No, it is not. It is not what you paid. This is amazing, folks. This is absolutely amazing. What is going on as everything just falls apart. Oh, abattoir. Oh, who cares? Pope Francis preside over again. New weight loss drug could become best-selling pill of all time. Don't exercise. Don't watch what you eat. Take this. I do understand. Oh, people who can't control it. I understand that. But that ain't the majority of them. The majority of them are fat because of their lifestyle. And so rather than change your lifestyle to one of control, pop a pill. And you don't have to control anything. Just eat like a gluttonous little pig. Pop a pill. Pop a pill. Pop a pill. There is really, when you sit here and look at news, this is unreal. NASA boss, China could claim moon and ban the as territory and ban the USA for landing there. Now, first of all, what weak position allows this to even be entertained? See, it's obvious. We'll just give up. We'll just give up. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? You get it? You want to think the rest of the world wants to get along. You get what I'm saying? They don't. All these governments that they try to tell you we should be more like are very dictatorial. They are very anti-America. That's why, just like there's now a concerted effort to destroy Elon Musk, just like there was a concerted effort to destroy Trump, just like there's a concerted effort to destroy anybody that speaks out against the regime. The regime that wants your kids at 6 and 7 year olds to see a man dressed as a woman gyrating in front of them to groom them. Oh, yes, that's what you're doing. If it disturbs you, it's because you know it's true. Just like you must frame like the candidate, Democrat candidate for the next election, is on TV now with ads. They want to take away your right to choose. Well, where were you when they took away your right to choose whether you were going to accept Uncle Sam's little prick? Where were they when you had the right to choose to say that you didn't want a mask? But here, when it comes to your right to kill your baby, which is exactly the right they're fighting for, quit hiding behind, oh, I want to abort my feet. You are killing a baby. You're killing a baby. I don't care what you want to say. And I don't want to take away your right. If you want to kill your baby, kill your baby. But be honest about what you're doing and quit lying and quit saying, I merely am making a choice. No, you are killing a kid. Nobody ever says, how's your fetus doing? Nobody. Nobody ever says that. Nobody. They ask, how is your baby? And so you are fighting for your right to kill your baby. All you people want to talk about, oh, you anti-science people, you want to fight for the right to kill an unborn child. That's what you're fighting for. At least be honest about what you're fighting for. This ain't no little just brush it aside. No, this is you killing a child. But again, I want to make no laws from stopping you. I just want you to be honest. I just want you to say what you really mean. I want the ability to kill my baby. But you'll never be that honest. So that was a wasted time. Let's see what else is on drugs. See, there's no really, see, the news is fluff right now because they don't want to report on all the stuff that's really happening. Treasury's biggest annual loss ever. IMF warns third of world faces downturn. Man, Joe's just doing great. He's doing so great that 80% of America thinks we're heading in the wrong direction, but they still reelected these Democrats. All the races where the Democrats won were drawn out, counted, won by minuscule votes. But in Florida, where a Republican was in charge and fairness was there, it was a landslide like it would have been in the rest of this country if the elections hadn't been rigged. We need to go back to pen and paper ballots that can be hand-counted and don't have to account on some expert, air quotes, to give you the hidden behind-the-scenes background, which anybody can change. We need identification. You must show your identification, and you must prove you're that person. And we need a database that whenever their individual Social Security numbers are entered, they can tell if they voted anywhere else. We have no security on our elections. It is obvious. And when you control the courts, you can just say, oh, there's not enough evidence there, and brush it away. They have their operatives at all the important points in this government. And they're all acting in unison. Make no doubt about it. Howard and Piven, folks, destroy from within. Reset, install the government you want. But see, the one place that's going to be the hardest is here. And you know why? Because we're armed to the teeth because of the Second Amendment. And you don't want to start fighting people who have weaponry to fight back. Ask Australia, because they turned their guns in and they got screwed. And now they are having a massive increase. A 1,300% increase in death. Massive increases. And they are trying desperately to hide this from you. Because the second you wake up, the second all you followers who went out there and got that shot because you didn't want to be a grandma killer, you wanted to do the right thing. I'm doing it for you. I'm not doing it for me, you self-centered little shit. You people who sit out there and try to act like you're so wonderful. When you find out how much you've been had, some of you, most of you won't. Some of you will do stuff, but most of you will continue to be the little pussy-whipped people that you are, that you will fall for anything because you stand for nothing. You're not allowed to stand for something now unless it's being gay. You're not allowed to stand for something now unless you're a transgender. You're not allowed to stand for something unless you're one of the LGBTQPRSTNLOP group. You've got special privileges. There you go. Now let's see what this has got. Oh, there was that shooting at Mall of America, and now there's a bag check policy. See, this is the thing. Where were all these shootings when Trump was in office? Just ask him. Why, when the Democrats come back in, does all this start? And every single shooting, they say, we need more control. We need more control. More control will prevent this. 90% of all shootings occur in gun-free zones. Because criminals have this bad habit of not following the law. If multiple counts of murder, the worst and most heinous crime, carrying the highest penalty in the United States, does not stop someone, what makes you think another gun law will? Gun law only punishes the average citizen. You want gun control? I'll give you gun control. I would vote for this 100%. Anybody caught committing a felony with a gun in their possession, that doesn't mean they pulled it, that means they threatened it. At the time they were arrested, there was a gun in their possession. Life in prison, no parole. Oh, that's extreme. Well, what is it limiting legal people's rights to protect criminals? Let's get to it. Y'all want some tough penalties? There's your tough penalty. Commit a felony. At the time of your arrest, you have a gun in your possession. You go to prison forever. You pull that gun. You shoot that gun. You brandish that gun. You say you have a gun. Death penalty within 3 months of being convicted, and your trial must be completed within 6 months. There will be an express lane to the death chair. I'll go right along with any of that. You know why? I'm not going to be a criminal. Criminals are against it. And you people who want to coddle criminals and try to understand why. I don't need to understand why. You took somebody's right. See ya. Look at how many crimes are committed by people with multiple page rap sheets. You hear it all the time. He was a career criminal. Then what the hell was he on the street for? We have determined he's a career criminal. He should be locked up forever because he will never commit another crime if he's in prison. These used to be common sense values in this country. We have to understand. No, you don't have to understand shit. Robbers take other people's rights away. That is the ultimate crime. When somebody will take your rights away. Do you get it? I'm not against gun control. I'm just for gun controls that affects criminals. I shouldn't have to have a permit to carry a gun because I have committed no crime. And most crimes are committed by stolen guns and criminals. People with multiple page rap sheets, people usually don't go straight to shooting a gun for their first crime. But if they have a gun in their possession and they eventually get to the point where they are put in the corner and they must choose to shoot somebody or be captured, you can damn well bet they will shoot. And that's why if you're captured and being charged with some kind of felony like robbery, rape, murder, and you have a gun in your possession, you should be sent to prison forever. Because you eventually would have used it. That is preventing crime. Taking people with 20-page rap sheets off the street, that is preventing crime. Making a guy register his gun is not. And this checking people for, it does nothing. Look at the airliners. Every one of the people who made it past the checkpoint, your shoe bomber, your pants bombers, all those people like that, they were all searched. See, if the TSA ever actually stopped anything, it would be headline news. But they don't. All they do is get you more used to having your rights violated. That's why I will not fly. I am not going to give up my right to do something as simplistic as flying. You can't go visit certain... So what? I am not going to give up my rights to go see something. You shouldn't either. Until we start standing on our rights, this will just continue to get worse. And then it will come to a point where you no longer can assert your rights because they're gone and martial law has been declared and there's a national emergency. Look at what they did with the last national emergency. They were arresting people for being in public, ruining people. They were costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and they didn't give a shit, did they? And one of them apologized. Oh, we just want you to forget. The hell with you. I'll never forget what you did. I'll never forget what you did. You tried to keep me from my brother's funeral. You could kiss my ass because I went. You tried to keep me from traveling during the pandemic. You could kiss my ass because I went. They tracked people, folks. They tracked your phones without a warrant. They tracked your phones, folks. You don't care, do you? It was for death. It was for everybody's safety. It was for safety. You spineless pussies are going to cost us freedom. Because you won't stand and go, no. And now you let them check your badge simply because some other criminal come in there, so everybody that comes through the door is guilty until they are proven innocent. Totally upside down. We did go into a parallel universe. Everything is right is wrong, and everything wrong is right. And has society got better? Is everything better since we did all this horse shit? Is it better for everybody? It certainly is not better for white males. We are not allowed to be proud of our race. We are not allowed to be proud of our achievements. Oh, it's because you're oppressors. All of you are oppressors. I never oppressed a damn person. It's funny. You can't paint with a broad brush until it comes to white males and male privilege and white privilege. You can paint with that brush. Why do you think guys are finally speaking up? We're sick of this shit. Why do you think guys aren't getting married? We're tired of being bent over and having it drilled to us because a woman decided to leave and take half of everything because she was entitled to it. Women, when they can't pay for their kids, they get help from the state. Men, when they can't pay for their kids, go to jail. Don't tell me about my privilege. It's time. It's time for every male to speak up. It's time for every male to stand up and go, enough is enough is enough. And the ones who do, oh, believe me, they will do everything they can to put charges on them. They will do everything they can to, look, where is Epstein's list? You know why Epstein's list is not out? Because they're libs. And if you're conservative and you speak out against libs, they will run up charges against you. They will put in, they've been investigating Trump for six damn years. And what do they got? Oh, the January 6th committee sent a reference to, and then they rescinded it because they knew it was a farce, and they also knew that their mentally impaired supporters won't remember that. They'll only say, hey, there was a thing referred, because they're too stupid to follow it to the end. Just like all the other, the little hearsay impeachments that were never really impeachments. The January 6th farce was a show trial, a kangaroo court where only one side was allowed to produce evidence. Oh, look, it's a hearing. It's a kangaroo court. We all know what it was. And you do too, but you won't admit it. Man. Boy, that went by fast. Man, we got to some news. All right, folks, you got to do some commercial stuff, and so here we go. Let's have at it.
Hi, I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me. You will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
I'm Lauren Boebert, and I travel down to McAllen, Texas, to the Rio Grande Valley sector to see what's up at our southern border. So here's what's up at the border. Illegal aliens crossing the border. That's up. Sex offenders crossing the border. That's up. Drug trafficking, gun smuggling, human smuggling. That's up. Unaccompanied children being sent on this journey alone, and even worse, given over to the cartel. That is way, way up. You know what's not up at the southern border? Respect for law and order, funding for our border patrol. And where's the media to cover this crisis? More than 70 days ago, Biden named cackling Kamala as border czar, but she hasn't done a single thing to protect the American people. She hasn't even been down here to see the border or the tens of thousands of children wrapped in aluminum foil. You can't just hear about what's happening. You have to come down here to see for yourself, to really understand the devastating reality at our southern border. So I brought Kamala down to see exactly what this regime is responsible for with their man-made crisis. Now, Kamala, I want you to stand here and look at what you've done.
Thank you.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
That's my favorite one. Folks, you need to stand your ground. Quit being afraid. Quit being afraid. Now, here we go. Trump's tax law echoed through his finances during the White House years. Okay. Listen up and listen clearly. The whole reason the tax code is screwed up is because we've allowed it to become that way. The whole reason that we've allowed this is because we believe that the tax code could be used to punish some people for success and reward some others for sitting on their ass. There should not be a tax code. There should be not tax breaks. There should not be tax credits. There should be a national sales tax. That's it. But the reason there'll never just be a national sales tax is because they have to know how much money you make so they know how much money they can take. They have to know how much money you make so that they can pit you against the other classes that make more. Their power comes from splitting you. Their power comes from controlling you. The power comes from knowing your $600 transactions. The power comes from being able to peek into your bank at any time they want without your Fourth Amendment, your Fifth Amendment. All of your amendments are trashed by this current government and especially the IRS. And now, oh, it's because Trump did this. Trump, you all benefit from that. You all inside trade. You all become multi-millionaires while making a mere $175,000 a year, which is a pittance in Washington, D.C., when you go to $10,000 a plate galas. Where does that money come from? And they sit there, and funny, because there was a Dave Chappelle special where he talks about Trump saying, it's because you let me, and it's the truth. Don't get mad at all these businesses that don't pay taxes. Get mad at a tax law that allows it. See, taxing corporations doesn't work, kids. You don't understand business. It's obvious you're stupid, and this was never taught to you in school. When a business decides to make a product, they take all of the costs, including the taxes. And they include that into the price of making the product, and then they charge you. You increase their taxes. They increase your product price. This is business 101. Businesses, just like the government, pay nothing. Their customers do. The government has not a single penny that does not come from taking it from us, their customers. A national sales tax would do away with the IRS, basically. They would be there to monitor sales. But see, then each year you wouldn't have to say, I spent this 10, and give them a receipt for $10 spent. Well, they can waste trillions and not provide a single receipt. When the digital dollar comes around, you won't even have to file taxes. Them boys will just take it because it's theirs. You are being herded and cornered into a little space. Well, you're going to have to fight your way out of that little space. Trump's tax law echoed through his finances during his White House years. Look at all of them. They all do that. Charles Rangel, before he died, was owing millions of dollars in back taxes. Or is he alive? I don't know. But where's his millions of dollars? Oh, he's a Democrat. This witch hunt of Trump continues. Trump could fart, and they would say it's illegal. This is an insanity. This is a syndrome, and they must go after the one guy that's pointing out all the failures in their systems. You must not speak against the regime, or the regime will cancel you. The regime is what you must fear, kids, because it is a regime. It is a regime that is in control of social media. It is a regime that used a branch of the government to interfere with the American election. It is a regime that used a branch of the government to fabricate a story and coerced experts into saying that other stories that were real weren't. It is a regime that must control the narrative. The narrative gets out of control, the truth will come out. The question is, how long are you going to participate in the regime? You trust government midgets. Have never studied history. As government is inherently evil, which is why our founding fathers put checks and balances in place. And those checks and balances are disappearing. Figured out that they can lie and do whatever they want as long as they get people in the correct places. Judges to say there's no evidence there. Well, a judge said there's no evidence there, so there must be no evidence there, right? If there's no evidence there, why not let it go to trial so that no evidence may be brought and then the court and a jury can rule? Because there is evidence there. There's mounting evidence there. And every time they turn it down, they lose more and more of their credibility. Why is there not a mass rush to get the new booster? They said less than 2% of America has taken the new booster. Why is that? Because 2% of America is helplessly idiotic. That's a fact. 2% of your population is so stupid that they're lucky they can breathe and chew gum at the same time. They are your followers. They will follow anything. It's around. The rest see celebrities dying every day. The rest see American people having more cancer, myocarditis, birth control, birth defects, all of this. The truth will bubble to the surface. The thing is, you must be steadfast while waiting for it to happen. which is the hardest thing to do. People just went along to get along because they wanted their life back. I stood my ground. I turned down work. I was broke and had to figure ways to make things work. But I did not bow down because I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees. People were like, why you got to be this way? Then fuck off. Sorry to say that word. But I'm tired of it. I stand my ground. You can be a scared little bitch cowering from a 99% survival virus. Not me. You can cower in your home and wear your mask. Not me. You can accept an experimental gene therapy. Not me. I will trust my body. I will trust my immune system. And I will trust my faith. Because I am not afraid. I am not scared. I am not worried. My day will come. It will. Your day will come. It will. Fearing it will not stop it. But it will stop you from living. It will stop you from going forward. It will stop you from growing. Drop your fear. We used to be taught to be brave. Now we're taught to be cowering little imbeciles, letting the government make decisions and putting a gene therapy on us that was never approved and never has been approved. There was a first vote that actually overturned the military requirement. That was the first real vote of anything. They have ruled like dictators for 2 years unchecked. That's why it's assuredness there'll be another disease come along, because they now know that letting another disease loose upon us will increase their power and control. So it will happen, and you will cower because it will be much more horrific. They didn't get this one right. If they had, then none of this would have come out. But there has not been 2.25 million deaths in 3 months. Hell, we haven't even reached 2 million deaths in 3 years. The masks did not do anything. The vaccines did not do anything. As a matter of fact, more people who are vaxxed are dying than people who are unvaxxed. How come countries that never went along with any of this, never masked, never shut down, never required anything, had less deaths than all the countries who did all that? You've got to quit being afraid, folks. You've got to grow a set. You've got to, for the love of God, stand for your rights. Because if you don't, they will take it. They will put you in a box. And they will rule your lives. So, folks, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.